many other paths, but one path I've given to my church. Rich or poor, male, female, no matter what the nations, I've given one path. And that is the foundation of my word in Scripture, says the Spirit of grace. Many will have a certain calling in which I'll highlight and bring to a place of where they follow after their particular avenue. But there is only one path. It is those things that I've laid down for my church worldwide to walk into me, says the Spirit of grace. Those things of the flesh will always prove themselves to be things of the flesh. No matter what they solicit from excitement and things of appealing to the flesh, as if they offer some quick answer, know this, that the answers that I've given to you that will establish you are not quick, but they are everlasting, says the Spirit of grace. They do involve you coming to a place of commitment as my church goes forward in these things, but they are everlasting. They will not fail you. They will not let you down in the hour of temptation, says the Spirit of grace. But they'll uphold you even without your solicitation as if to search for these things. In the time of trouble, those things that you've sowed by my word and by my Spirit in you will uphold you, says the Spirit of grace. And you'll not even need to search for them, nor try to discover where are these things. For they'll uphold you in the hour of struggle, in the hour of temptation, in the hour of testing, and in the hour of trial. This will be the separation of my church that follows my path in these last days into the fullness of revival, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.